Well, welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Going back a quarter of a century, you'll see a long list of absolutely remarkable women that have been honored by AWARE as women of distinction in Juno. But there's always room for more, and the deadline to nominate someone you know for recognition is fast approaching. So joining us now in the studio is Mandy Cole, who's the executive director of AWARE, to tell us a little bit about some of the history and also about how to go about nominating someone you think is worthy. I mean, it is a big honor. This is not just anyone walking down the street.
That's right. This is
a woman of distinction in Juno.
That's right.
It's so fun to look. I was looking back at the list on the website, and I mean, I'm amazed to say and honored to say a lot of my friends, a lot of mm-hmm. people I've known through mm-hmm. the years have become women of distinction through sometimes years of work. Sometimes they're acknowledged for a very specific thing that they've done.
That's right.
It's really an interesting, eclectic list of people, isn't it?
It is. And I think it really, reflects what our community values. You know, there are women in here who, have lived lives that have been incredibly difficult and overcome adversity. There are women who dedicate their time and energy to making sure that this place stays beautiful and clean and healthy. And there are women in here who are just plain, like, I don't know if I can say this on the radio.
B.A.?
Yeah, B.A. That's a good way to put it.
I gotcha. I hear what you're saying. I
mean, this is why they never let me be on the radio.
But no, I agree. And I was actually thinking about it as I read through some of the people that I've known through the years. Sometimes I would just say, well, yeah, no, that's just a person who goes and gets it done.
Yep.
In one area or another. Sometimes it's in the arts. Sometimes it's specific to a lot of the work that AWARE does,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
yep.
it can be in that mm-hmm. arena as well. But a lot of times it's just community leaders, political
yeah.
leaders, all kinds
yeah.
of people.
You know, I think.
And sometimes not even leaders.
Not even leaders.
Right.
Sometimes unsung heroes,
yeah.
sheroes, people that, you know, we know intimately as friends and neighbors, but the rest of the community may not know how totally awesome they are. And so here's a chance to get to say, oh my goodness, check this person out. They're my neighbor, and you might not know this about them, but they have been doing all of this amazing work throughout their whole lives, and we should celebrate that. And
what a cool thing, really,
yeah.
when you think about it. It is this opportunity, because I think there's sort of the usual suspects, right, of the people that we know do great work and are amazing people.
Juno famous,
and they wouldn't be Juno without those people, and they're fantastic. But as you say, there's so many people who only their colleagues know.
That's right.
Or maybe only mm-hmm. their extended family knows.
That's right.
Or, you know, or people who've been directly affected by their work, only they know. And there can be humble people that wouldn't otherwise want recognition.
I remember last year, Maria Levashuk, who is a dear friend of mine, absolutely said, please don't do this to me. don't make me get up there.
Yeah.
but I think once you do get up there and you start talking and you start telling your story, you know what I think is awesome is that every single person is fascinating. Like, they're totally fascinating.
Yeah.
I love hearing about, like, what motivates them, what they're afraid of, what they think is cool. And all of that makes for the most interesting kind of, like, hour of talking. You know how sometimes you go to a thing and you're like, oh, I hope the talking piece is short. That's kind of my main
yeah.
objective in most of my public events. But I honestly love listening to these stories. They are funny. You know, I laugh, I cry. I mean, it's moving and it's cool. And I think it's just such a great opportunity for people to get to know other people in a light they may never have seen them in.
You know, it is really interesting you mentioned Maria and her reaction. So many of the people that I read on this list are people who, you know, they're not in it for themselves, you know.
Right.
And so they don't really even want to be mentioned almost. They don't – that's not why they do it. It's not what they're about.
It's
an important part of the process for inspiring other people to also get involved in this way to recognize people.
That's right.
I think.
Like I told Maria, tough luck. You're a role model. Suck it up.
Whether you want to be or not. Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, tell me, so how do people go about actually nominating?
Sure. There is a nomination form on the AWARE website at www.awareak.org. And you might think, like, this is a little daunting. There's, like, some pages here. But, you know, what I want to say is that I am so interested in hearing, and the AWARE Board of Directors is so interested in hearing from anyone. So even if you don't want to fill out 3 pages worth of questions, you know, work around it. Give me a call and I will transcribe for you. But, you know, we just need something so that by the, let's look at the math, the 23rd, Friday, September 23rd, we have something on paper that says why this person should be considered as a nominee. And then we spend some time looking through that information as a board of directors, and then they make some selections. We always pull the nominees from the year before that maybe weren't selected so that they're mixed in too. And so we have this good mix of folks year over year. And then the board will choose some honorees probably in late October. And then we'll tell everybody who they are, and then we'll get ready for the party. This year, Centennial Hall is under construction. It's not going to be open. So where we normally do it, Centennial Hall, we are going to be using Elizabeth Bradovich Hall.
Which is a beautiful facility as well.
So yep. Beautiful. And a shout out to Klingit and Haida and to Rick Peterson for always being like an incredible supporter both of the event and our work, and just making sure that space was available for us, which was totally awesome.
When you meet as a board and the nominations are in, how many nominations do you like to see?
Well, I mean, you know, in a year where there we skipped 1 year, 2020, because of COVID, so that it was a little confusing. So in a light year, we might have like 7 or 8 or maybe 10. But in some, you know, kind of heavy years, we've had 20 people.
Yeah,
so,
great.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's really cool to see what folks love about each other. Sometimes, you know, what I kind of love, because I have a brother who's 18 months younger than me, and we've competed and you know, like basically harmed each other measurably over the years. But what I love to see is like when a family member, you know, when somebody who nominates their sister or their mother, you can just see all the love just like pour out. And it's really beautiful. So think about your mothers and your sisters and think about your neighbors, because those are the folks that we want to hear about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fascinating. There's so many people in Juneau who, you know, just do work that maybe you're not aware of, or, you know, in a realm that maybe isn't super visible, that kind of thing.
That's right. And a lot of times folks think, you know, it's got to be work with women and children or survivors of domestic
social
violence.
Work
but
or something.
Yeah, absolutely right. Doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had people who have been like environmental champions, and we've had people who are, you know, doing diversity work, equity and inclusion work that has been just transformative for the community. And so, you know, if they're doing good stuff, we want to hear about it. And
are there certain criteria, like is there like a certain amount of time in the community or things like
no,
that? Or
you know, there isn't a certain amount of time in the community. In fact, last year's sister nominees, Kitty Eddy and Nancy Davis. One of the sisters, Nancy, I think, was living in Sitka at the time. So she wasn't actually living in Juneau, although she was doing all of her good – she had done so much good work in Juneau for so many years. But, yeah, we'd like to see local people. They don't have to be from here. They can be a superstar transplant like so many of us are.
Sure.
You know, identify as female. That is a thing that we're doing. You know, I kind of think of every day as men's distinction day. So this is a special day for us.
No comment. I just don't. Yes. Yes. I agree.
Take your 12 extra cents, Andy, and
yes.
Celebrate yourself. but otherwise, you know, there's not a ton of criteria other than that they're doing good work.
Yeah.
And you'll see the breakdowns on the sheet. But again, you know, some of the most moving nominations I've got have been people who aren't like good writers. You know, you don't have to write, you know, a Joyce novel to get someone nominated, you can just write from your heart, and that is like incredibly effective, I promise.
So is this the 25th year because we skipped 2020?
That sounds about right. You know, I got into social work because math was not my thing. But yeah,
97 yeah. I think is what I saw. What I looked back and saw, but that was a question I was going to ask. How long has it been happening since?
Yeah. Since 97. Let's say that. And then we skipped 1 year. And so we'll just let all those smarties do their own.
Silver Jubilee. And then is there a limit on how many people? Is it five people that are recognized?
Normally we nominate four. Last year was our super special first year of ever nominating sisters together. But who knows? You know, maybe we'll do it again. I have no idea. But generally we try and keep the number to four.
And so what's the deadline for people to keep in mind as far as getting this together?
We'd like to get nominations in by Friday, September 23rd at 4 p.m. Why 4 p.m.? I don't know, but that is what our admin person put together. Okay. So that's what we're going
Someone
with.
Someone in Seattle, maybe.
It is a deadline.
Close of
that's
business,
right.
Seattle time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then tell me a little bit about all the other, I mean, of course, AWARE is doing amazing work every single day. What else is happening or what other ways do you want people to know about how to be able to interact with AWARE or how to be able to help with AWARE's mission?
Good question. You know, I feel like I spend so much time asking for things for AWARE. But then, you know, I'm surprised sometimes when folks don't know what we're doing. We have so many things going on. We have a long-awaited Casse Totem Plaza project that will be hopefully this fall. The cutia will be raised at Twin Lakes to honor survivors and healing. We've had a million COVID and supply chain issue delays, so it's been a rough road. And for everyone out there who's given us money or supported us in this project, it is coming, I promise.
Tell me about it. Is it a specific artist?
Yes.
Is it something that's locally been
done? Yeah, Master Carver Wayne Price carved us a totem pole several years ago now to kind of symbolize the healing that AWARE really works toward. You know, we provide the stuff, the beds and the food, but really it's about the opportunity to be safe and to heal in safety. And so Wayne worked with us to really try and understand that message, that calling, and created a beautiful piece of art and a story. And we have been working with the city and with our partners at the at Central Council to raise the pole. But, you know, it's just been a couple of COVID delay years. And then we were really close to having it done by this celebration. And then there was steel problems.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, steel's hard to get now.
It's hard and it's expensive. Yeah.
So, but we think it's on its way. Said steel, and we are hopefully going to be announcing the kind of save the date for the raising this fall.
Very cool.
Pretty soon.
Oh, okay, that's great.
Yeah, it's really great. And then my other, like my baby, is the Cordova Street housing project that AWARE is working on. So have you heard that there's a housing crisis?
Heard a little bit about this.
Yeah,
yes.
I'd hate to break the news to you, but there, you know, it's kind of hard to find affordable housing in Juneau.
Which impacts the mission of your organization so much.
So much. Yeah. You know, when I think of kind of one tangible thing for safety, I think about a door. You get to close your own door and decide who comes into your own home. What a great benefit that is to people and a right. Like, you know, I'm firmly in the housing is a human right category. And, you know, I absolutely understand it's complicated and I don't want to point any fingers, but, you know, AWARE is at a place or Juneau is at a place right now where it is just so dang hard to rent an apartment, to get out of the shelter, to get out of your mom's house, to get out of, you know, to flee an abusive partner, that AWARE has really kind of set a course for ensuring that there is affordable housing for survivors available. And so to that end, we bought a little tiny piece of land over on Cordova Street in Douglas, and we're building seven SROs, single resident occupancy. So they're going to be between like 400 and 500 square feet, these little micro apartments. Small footprint, infill, you know, the kind of thing I think according to Mandy, Juno really needs. And they will be affordable and dedicated to survivors. And so
And for the kind of long-term rental?
Okay. Yep. They're permanent supportive housing. And so you can live in there forever.
I mean, not exactly designed for family occupancy,
no.
Right?
Yeah. No. Although I suspect, you know, if you're a single mom with a kiddo,
right.
You know, you might be very, very happy to have a small unit that you can kind of manage and that you can afford. The one thing I talk to, you know, single moms particularly about all the time is that they don't want the space. You know, space just gets filled up with stuff.
they really want
the door.
Not looking for square footage, maybe for a couple of rooms,
right?
And then the ability to, manage that. I can see that definitely.
Yeah. And so that project is right about to get off the ground. We're just waiting on a couple of permits, but, you know, I've got funding in mind.
That's awesome.
I really hope to have that done by the spring. So that's another big project. And then, of course, Aware does all of the stuff that Aware does, which is emergency safe shelter and food and legal advocacy and counseling and violence prevention with our Hatush Lachish Violence Prevention Coalition. So we have a lot of things going on, as usual. And in many ways, I'm just glad we survived these past couple of crazy years.
People in the business of, well, not business, but in the work of housing folks and those kinds of things, it just the added complexity of dealing with the pandemic and everything that had to go around that must have created a breaking point.
It has been wild. And we managed to keep the doors open the entire time, due to the incredible dedication of my staff, due to survivors who are willing to, you know, kind of work with one another and work with us in order to kind of take these measures that were a little bit burdensome, but helped keep us protected. And, you know, I'm so grateful for what everyone did. And now I would like to lay on a beach for 2 years for the commensurate amount of time.
But
that's
first,
all I'm asking.
You have this highlight event.
Oh, yes.
Which
exactly.
is the Women of Distinction. We'll turn back to that. So again, looking for nominations of that, you can go to the Aware website? Is that the best place to go? Okay.
Yeah. And if you'd like a paper copy, you can swing by 1547 Glacier Highway. We can certainly get you a paper copy, or you can send an email. There's an email address on the old website that has Mandy Kennedy. Everybody at Aware, I don't know if you know this, is named Mandy.
Okay.
It's weird. But
you look at the first thing on the application.
Right.
Can we call you Mandy?
Can we call you Mandy? We will. But we have a couple of email addresses if you have any trouble downloading or if you want us to drop you off something. Absolutely. And two, there's no reason it has to be written on the piece of paper that you print out. You could just, you know, write it on your notebook and that would be just fine too.
Okay. And that's you want these turned in by Friday, September 23rd at 4 p.m., as we've said. 403 is not going to cut it. and then it gets considered by the board. And then when do you make the announcement?
Well, we usually try and get the big kind of decision-making meeting at the end of October. And then we, you know, it may take a few days for us to get in touch with all of the nominees. So we call them first to make sure that they accept. You know, sometimes we have to talk them into it, a la Maria. but then we'll put a press release out to the public and that let everyone know. And we'll make sure that the nominators, you know, the person who put in the nomination gets the information first after we make the choices.
Yeah.
And then next March we will have that event at EP Hall and it will be fantastic.
Sounds great. Yeah. Well, Mandy Cole, the executive director of Aware, thanks so much for coming in, reminding us and telling us and filling us in on this really awesome event that you all do.
I'm grateful
every
to
year
you.
To recognize some of the most amazing women in our community.
Right on.
Really
thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Much.
Okay, thank you.